There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do this day and any day. Today, this is, I'm sure Trevor didn't mean to be offensive. Or whomever, it's actually not Trevor's fault. He was just reporting. He's don't kill the messenger. It is National Old Maids Day. I assume they mean the card game, which is still offensive, but...
I found that and I thought it was interesting. I looked it up, and if you click the link, it kind of gives a little bit of a background.
All right. It's also Hug Your Cat, which somehow seems appropriate. I don't know. this one's not going to go well with me, I can tell. The origins of Old Maid's Day began... Oh, dear, something just went on my computer. I hate it when these ads come down to when you're trying to read something. Okay, there we go. They have a pie recipe. Let's see. Oh, great. Now we've got some link that's talking to me. Go away. All right. I'll tell you what. You read it on your computer.
Okay.
That'd be better.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a little bit of the intro here.
Okay.
June 4 is Old Maid's Day. While one version of Old Maid's has to do with a popular deck of cards.
See?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, right. Keep going.
And another refers to unpopped popcorn kernels. Old Maid's Day.
Wait a minute. Old Maid. That's really rude.
That is bad. Okay, but this particular day, Old Maid's Day, is an annual event that brings awareness to all the older unmarried ladies out there who have not yet found their soulmate. Evidently, it started when World War II ended. While many soldiers returned from home and got married, many single ladies were not as lucky. Their soldiers never returned. Oh, that is sad. Dances and socials were held in order to bring all the single men and women together. So there you go. Not so bad.
1933, apparently, it started.
Yeah.
They're saying, and being referred to as an old maid or spinster was not a flattering term, you think? Today, many women are postponing marriage until much later. For many women, busy careers, rich lives, and children often take precedence over Mr. Right. And perhaps the high rate of divorce also plays a role. Here's how to celebrate it. You can have old maid's vinegar pie. Eggs, sugar, spices, raisins, pecans, and vinegar. I don't know. There's something incredibly offensive about this. Invite your single gal pals over for a Sex in the City marathon. Check out Old Maids and Grumpy Old Men names. Old Maids greeting card. In 1919, the New York Times article, Old Maids Day in Paris. Although they're saying that it started in 1933, so I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, but 1933 was actually obviously between the wars. 1919 was right after the war. There's an Old Maids Day from 1933, which is the dance. So there you go. It's also National Cheese Day. Frozen Yogurt Day. I don't know. I think it truly is an incredibly offensive kind of statement. But nevertheless, this is also the day where the 19th Amendment was approved in 1919, which was suffragette. So there. So it somehow seems vaguely ironic that Old Maid's Day is also the day that women got the right to vote in the United States. I don't know. There's something kind of tacky about this. Falcon 9 Flight 1 is the maiden flight of the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. So there you go, in 2010. The first Pulitzer Prize was awarded to Laura E. Richards, Maud H. Elliott, and Florence Hall. They received the first Pulitzer for biography. So there you go. And Henry Ford completed the Ford Quadricycle. His first gasoline-powered automobile, and gives it a successful test run. That was in 1896. That's hard to believe. Don't you think it was that far? I didn't know anything about that. Do you know anything about the quadricycle?
Yeah, it's interesting. Earlier cars don't look like cars at all.
No, presumably they look like bicycles?
Yeah, they pretty much look like bicycles with a seat in the middle, like a bench seat.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so I'm actually trying to make my computer work. I told you, Mercury's retrograde. So there was an article that I thought would be really terrific because it's something that we've been talking about on and off for a couple of weeks, which is clever ways to waste less food. It was completely hopeless. It said plan your menus. Like, duh. Use your freezer. Store your greens better. It was not very helpful. But it's still, and this article was even more alarming because the article I saw said that 40% of food is wasted. And this one says 50. So, I mean, but, you know, the thing that I'm most interested in, because I think it has the greatest potential, is the ugly vegetable. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I remember that last week. That was super interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So there's apparently a website you can go to, and encourage your grocery store to buy the ugly vegetables. And they usually cost less. They're thrown away, and it's perfectly reasonable fruit and vegetables. It just looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I think we should all be doing that. We talked about the flying saucer yesterday that NASA's going to launch, and you can actually watch it live today being launched. That's a pretty cool thing. This was something that I was going to try and send to my mother. Did you eat Kraft dinner growing up? The mac and cheese?
Yeah, yep, sure did.
Okay, we used to call it crap dinner around our house, being the charming people we were. And I grew up thinking that that was actually mac and cheese. So the first time I went to a restaurant and somebody voluntarily ordered mac and cheese, I thought they were out of their mind. Because the Kraft mac and cheese bears about the same relationship to real mac and cheese as cardboard does to to anything that's edible. I mean, I don't know. And I grew up on it. I mean, but still, they're now going to remove the synthetic colors and preservatives from its iconic blue box mac and cheese. There you go. They're saying it's a step forward in terms of health, but I mean, if it's not bright orange, how would you know it's mac and cheese? The change could make their childhood favorite little more than a memory. Without synthetic dyes to give the cheese sauce its fluorescent look, the new formula employs a combination of the spices paprika, annatto, which I don't even know what it is, and turmeric. I mean, do you know what annatto is? I know what the other two are, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's not a familiar one to me.
So it's going to have, obviously, a somewhat different taste. Without its trademark power plant orange glow, would the dependable box comfort food be able to satisfy in the way it once did? Okay, so they took the taste test. It contains Star Wars-shaped pasta. To test whether the new formula differs from the original, we performed a side-by-side cooking comparison. All right, the box looks a little different, except it has R2-D2 on it. Beyond the shape of the pasta, the two foods appeared nearly identical. We used margarine in lieu of butter, but otherwise follow the recipe and instructions as printed on the box. The original formula's color was slightly more unnatural looking than its successor. The fact that the cheese powder doesn't resemble real cheese remained constant, thank goodness. The difference in color is modest after cooking. They each ate a spoonful in the test. They weren't initially privy to the difference in dye. The responses were pretty similar. They taste exactly the same. I can't tell the difference. I detect the tiniest difference, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I really liked both and couldn't tell the difference. A few testers noted a subtle color difference, observing the new version's color to be a little more subdued. Those who love their blue box mac, the change in formula isn't extreme enough to worry about. If you're panicked that nothing will ever be the same again, rest assured. It looks and tastes basically the same. The company produced a version of the dish with fewer foreign ingredients while maintaining the appearance and flavor consumers have grown to love. So there you are. All right. Have you ever eaten it as an adult?
Yeah. Maybe a month or two ago, I had it with Little Smokies. That's kind of the only way to do it.
What's a Little Smoky?
Well, the little sausages that are smoked.
Got
and
it.
And, you know, kind of mix them in.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, and you can put breadcrumbs on the top and
yep.
You can. Well, the new thing has been out since. Did it have Star Wars on the front? Did it have R2-D2 on the front?
No, it was the old nuclear stuff.
All right, now you have to try the new one and let us know.
Yep.
All right, Trevor will be our taste tester. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'm here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. All right, so we haven't done an email for a while. Should we do an email?
Sure.
Okay.
Here's one from Kate, who writes, "I spoke with you yesterday regarding stumbling upon."
Yeah, I remember
Kate. Yeah, yeah, and spoke with you yesterday regarding stumbling upon an ID that did not belong to my 17-year-old, but to a 24-year-old woman who was not familiar to me. I approached her the way you suggested, and it couldn't have gone better. She was totally honest and not defensive at all, certainly because I, per your suggestion, never accused her of wrongdoing. I won't bore you with the details of the explanation, but I thought you should know that I was able to have a meaningful conversation with her, and her trust in me and mine in hers is sturdily intact. Thanks again. You're the best.
That's great. All right. For those of you who weren't listening yesterday, we'll see what happens when you miss a day. All right. Here's the deal. She has a 17-year-old, as she mentions, who's been a great kid, who's just graduated from high school, is going off to college in the fall, and mom was looking for a charger for her phone and found a fake ID. And mom was a relatively young mom and says she has a really good relationship with her daughter and that she tells her everything. And I said, be careful of that philosophy because it's just not accurate that you may be very close to your daughter and she may tell you a lot. But you didn't tell your mom everything, and she doesn't tell you everything, and that's okay. I mean, you don't even want to know everything. It's a trap. But so she said, all right, what do I do about this? And what she had done, everybody always calls me after they've already done something and saying, okay, did I do okay? And I go, oh, dear. So she had taken the ID. Mom had taken the ID. And she's got in her little hot hand, and she's calling me and saying, what do I do? And I said, well, look, let's look at the options. You could give it back, which will make your daughter feel better because she'll never know it was gone. But it'll make you feel worse because you don't know what's going on. You could keep it, which makes you feel better, but your daughter presumably is going to know it's gone. And if she figures out you took it, she's not going to be very happy with you because it was in her wallet, which means even though it may have been accidental, she's going to view you as snooping. So that's going to wreck the trust that the two of you have with each other. So the third thing is that you can go and say, you know, what's going on with this? But then you've got that whole issue about she's very likely, is she going to be honest with you or not? The most likely explanation is she's going to say she's holding it for a friend. And you're not going to know whether that's true or not true. And the fact that you went into her wallet and are now accusing her is not going to sit very well with her. And you're not going to know whether she's telling you the truth or not, depending on what her stance is. So let's keep that. This seems to be the theme of today's program, which is let's keep our eye on what the larger picture is, as opposed to getting tangled up in meaningless details. What you really want is several things. Number one, you want you and your daughter to trust each other. You want to feel that you know most of what she's doing and that she's a reliable, responsible human being. You want her to feel that she can come to you without judgment if she's in trouble, and you will help her. You also, you've got this 3-month period between now and when she goes off to school where you need to probably lessen some of the reins on her, because she had talked about at one point taking her daughter when she was 16 to a doctor and getting a drug test and then grounding her. And I said, look, in 3 months, she's going to be able to do whatever she wants without essentially any supervision. So what you want her to do now is begin experiencing some freedom while you're still around to advise her or to keep an eye on her or to say, gee, if you've had that much to drink, why don't you call me rather than getting into a car? I mean, any of the kinds of things that parents are able to say without making their kids feel that they're being judged, but still offering some constructive advice. Because she's going to be on her own in such a short period of time. If she is relying on you setting the rules and being caught or not caught breaking them, you've put her at a huge disadvantage. It just doesn't make any sense. So I kept Kate on for a while because I did have the sense after I talked to her that she didn't quite, you know, it's hard to do. I mean, I understand that listening to another person talk that the retention rate, I think, is like about 65% if you're listening to somebody. So, and I know you guys listen hard, and I know you trust me, but it's still an emotional situation. It's a problem. It's not the world's easiest scenario, which is why I'm constantly saying, you know, go listen to the podcast when you can do it comfortably. You may not agree with me. You may be arguing in your head with me. So there are a whole lot of reasons why sometimes I have the sense of I didn't quite get through. So I kept her on. And she said, okay, I understand what you want me to do. You want me to go and say, what's up with this? And I said, no, that isn't what I said at all. What I said was giving the ID back to your daughter and saying, I found this under kind of bizarre circumstances. I wasn't looking for it. And I'm dying to know what the circumstances were surrounding this, but I'm not going to ask you. I assume that you're not doing anything stupid or illegal or immoral. And I, you know, I trust you and give her back the ID. And I would sort of at the time I said to Manny, you know, I'm going to get some grief about this because people are saying, look, if it's a false ID and she's using it, for example, to get into a club, which is very likely what she's doing. Apparently she doesn't drink, but to get into a club, you need to have an ID. You know, that again, the issue is not restricting our kids. The issue is making our kids understand consequence to behavior so they take responsibility. Because especially in this circumstance, within 90 days, mom's not going to be around to do this. So that's what Kate was responding to. And I don't know the details, but it sounds like it worked very well. So great. And it did take a little bit of convincing because, look, every parent's impulse is going to be exactly the same of, I'm either going to confiscate it or I want some explanation. But given the fact that she went through the pocketbook to get it, and again, it sounds like it was relatively innocent, but daughter's not necessarily going to view it that way. And again, what you want your daughter to do is feel that she can come to you as opposed to she can't, or that she's going to get caught, or as long as she can get away with something, she doesn't have to explain it. So it was good to know. So, Kate, thank you. Thank you for responding. It's always nice to know that things work out. And even when they don't, you know, it's okay to call in or send me an email and say, this didn't work. Can you walk me through it again? So there you go. All right, speaking of more good news, which we have, actually, other than Old Maid's Day, which is really tacky, unpop popcorn kernels. I mean, how tacky is that? All right, believe it or not, I love this story. Anheuser-Busch halts beer production to provide water for Texas, Oklahoma storm victims. Now, I don't know what that means about the beer production, because there may be some good old boys who are very upset about that. But I think that's kind of a cool story, don't you think? That they're instead of bottling beer, they're bottling water in cans. They're producing drinking water for those affected by flooding in Texas and Oklahoma. It stopped beer production at its Cartersville Brewery in Georgia on Wednesday to produce 50,000 cans of water for the American Red Cross. Right now, our production line is running emergency drinking water instead of beer. I didn't even know they could do that, but that's pretty cool. The Cartersville Brewery produces cans of emergency relief water a few times a year, partnering with the Red Cross to provide places in need in the United States. Good on Anheuser-Busch. There you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jennifer, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I had a question regarding my brother. He was married 6 years ago, and his wife passed away from cancer. And he hasn't dated anyone since. And
how long ago did she die?
6 years ago.
Okay, how long were they married?
They were only married for like 6 months. They were together for about 2 years.
Okay, and how old's your brother?
He is turning 30 this year.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 27.
Okay, so you're the baby sister.
Yes. And
okay.
I can tell he's really lonely. He's very, very shy. And I want to set him up with like a kind of like a eHarmony or some sort of Match.com kind of thing
okay.
to help him meet people. And my husband's been debating with me about it, whether I should or not. He thinks it's kind of invading into his life.
Would you do it without telling him?
Well, I was thinking I maybe just buy him like the the gift certificate or something.
I think it's fine. I mean, I think I would, look, worst case scenario that he decides not to do it.
Yeah.
I would sort of write his ad for him as well. I mean, why not? I think it's a lovely, charming thing to do. The other thing that you may want to do, and I have no objection to doing that, is get him dance lessons someplace. Because, first of all, dancing has got this huge urban craze now going, that there are dance classes every place, and they're quite often every night of the week, and they have group lessons where everybody learns to dance, and there are usually more women than men, and then you have a party where everybody practices dance. So it's kind of a fun way I've been to a couple of them, and I think almost everybody there are single.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are couples somewhere, but these seem to be mostly single. And it's fun, and it's, you know, you get to meet all sorts of different people, and I like dancing, but it's a great thing for men to do just because there are usually fewer men than there are women.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay.
And look, the worst case scenario, you could say, Jennifer, you know, back off. At which point, I mean, I think it's fine.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I think it would really help him.
Yeah, and, you know, get him a copy of Dating for Dummies as well. I'll tell you what, if you buy Dating for Dummies, send it to me and I'll autograph it to him. You know,
okay.
Send it back to him, all right?
I will, thank you.
You're welcome. Rose, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Brown. I'm calling about the 8-year-old daughter of a friend of mine. My friend is 25, and we're starting to see situations where she's lying. So I have a couple of examples for you. I give the daughter, the 8-year-old, a gift each Valentine's Day, a gift to her mother. This year it was earrings and a necklace. So when she gives the gift to her mother, there's only a necklace, and it's obvious there were earrings there because there were holes for the earrings. So the mother asks her where the earrings are, and she said that they were meant for her. And so she said, well, let me see them, and she had lost them. Said she had lost them.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what to do about that. Then comes along another situation where the mother sent money for Girl Scout cookies to school, and when the cookies arrived back, they had $25 due. So she asked the daughter, and the daughter admitted to taking the money and spending it, but would not say what she spent it on. And so we're dealing with that. And then what happened most recently that she's very concerned about is that she found her pocket stuffed with Benadryl that she's been taking to school. And she is just very frightened that she might be trying to give them to
an 8-year-old drug dealer.
You know, and she doesn't have any excuses or reasons.
Well, all right, first of all, let's talk about the deep end about this, number one.
Okay.
Kids lie for the same reason adults lie, and it's certainly not unusual about this age for kids to sort of deal with the discrepancy between what they have and what they want by lying and or stealing, which are really very similar characteristics, as you know, number one. Number two, tell me, does this child have two parents or one parent?
One parent.
Where's dad?
Dad has never been on the scene. But
is mom dating?
No, the mother just recently had a second child by another man.
Okay, well, that certainly explains a large part, doesn't it?
A large part. She's been living with this man for about 6 months, and he's very disrespectful to this 8-year-old child.
Well, and not only disrespectful. I mean, I think, I don't know how close you are to the mom, but I would say to the mom, clearly the kid is saying, I'm feeling ripped off, I'm going to rip everybody else off, and I need some attention, and I'm not getting it. I think the mom needs to, first of all, understand that an 8-year-old who's been an only child and a single parent's, would you say the kid's 8 and mom's 25? So
right.
Mom had this kid when she was 16 or 17.
Yeah.
Been the only, you know, the only kid in the life. He's now got a competitor for mom's affection and a boyfriend who should not be living there without benefit of marriage. Thank you very much. A new baby, which is a competitor. And expecting this kid to what? Just roll with the punches? The mom needs to look at her own behavior much more carefully.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid is clearly being thrown into a tailspin. And I think the mom, do 8-year-olds lie? Yeah. But is this kid being put under enormous pressure for no particular reason except the mom is, and certainly mom having another child is her business.
Mm-hmm.
But mom, you know, having a man live there without, you know, who's not very nice to the kid, who I don't know how long mom's known the guy, but she's been living there for 6 months. Is this the father of the kid?
It is the father. So she's been with him a couple of years.
Well, they should either get married and
well, she's made him leave now.
Pardon?
Just recently he has left the house.
Oh, great.
Although,
well, that's going to be more disruptive as well.
Well, although he does babysit for the new infant, his
well,
son.
So, but what advantage is that to the 8-year-old? I mean, think about this from the 8-year-old's point of view. I've been the only person in mom's life. I know I'm different because I don't have a dad. All of a sudden, mom is distracted by this guy who tries to push me around. Mom now has a new baby that she cares more about, and this guy comes and sees the baby. So this baby not only gets mom, not only gets the attention, but has what I don't have, which is a dad. Mm-hmm. This kid, I mean, to say this kid is feeling ripped off doesn't begin to explain it. I mean, if she had access to an Uzi, I think everybody would be in danger. And I'm not being flip. I'm mm-hmm. saying, why is this mother not taking better care of her kid than that? Why is mother not paying more attention? And the idea that we're now sort of all over the kid because the kid's stealing, understanding the mantra that kids would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. And this kid is feeling terminally ignored.
Okay.
So I think mom needs to clean up her act. She needs to invest more time in this kid. This kid may need a therapist, but she also may need allowance. That I mean, you giving something to the kid to give to her mother doesn't make any sense. I mean, I think that's
well, I was trying to teach her how to, you know, how to be giving because they
well,
never
but that
had
doesn't
any
teach
money.
You how to be giving. That if you want to give something to mother, you get something to mother. If you want the kid to give something to mother, then take the kid shopping and let her pick out something that makes sense to her. All she feels is a conduit. I mean, you talk about making somebody feel invisible. What does it mean to take to an 8-year-old who's feeling disrupted, who has nothing, to give her something pretty to give to her mother that she doesn't get anything of? That makes no sense, Rose.
Okay.
This kid is thinking. This kid feels that she has no value to anybody. And you using her as a conduit to give something to mom, I'm surprised the mom got any of it. I mean, somebody's got to tune into the fact that this kid is 8 years old, is being treated like she's 40, or dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, take this kid out and buy this kid something. Spend some time with this kid. Make this kid feel that she matters. Make her feel that she's a wonderful big sister. This kid is feeling, I mean, as I said, I think she's coping surprisingly well, considering she's thinking. And we don't give 8-year-olds money to take to school. I mean, first of all, you give them a check if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we don't put temptation in the face of people who are 8 years old.
Okay, one more question. Her grades are, you know, have dropped dramatically.
Duh.
In the last 6 months, right? No surprise after this. Would you suggest, because she loves wheelies and she's outgrowing a pair that she has, should we tie something like a new
pair? Why don't we make this kid feel good about herself for a change? Why don't we spend some time helping her study? Why don't we make her feel good about herself? I mean, I think you guys need. I think not only this kid may need a therapist, and I don't know how much you're involved with the kid's life, but. This kid is thinking, and nobody's paying any attention to her. And I think bribing her for grades is not the point at this moment. Yeah, you want to make her feel that she has value, that she doesn't have to, that she has value. We all want to feel that we're valuable. And once we feel that we're valuable, then we can do important things. But if we feel like no matter what we do, it doesn't make any difference, why would we do something that's difficult or hard or for someone else, right? So make her feel important, and then presumably her grades will go up, and if not, you can study with her. And, you know, this is a kid who needs to feel that in and of herself she has value. Kim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Kim. How can I help you today?
Okay, so I have 3 children. I have a 6-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son, and an 8-year-old son. And I'm having a lot of trouble with my 7-year-old son.
Yep.
He is very disruptive, acts out quite a bit, and doesn't seem to own his responsibility when he does so. It's been awfully disruptive for our whole family, and my husband and myself, causes a lot of stress and tension. And just recently, we had a babysitter that said that she'll no longer babysit because his behavior was so outrageous. My husband and I have worked with a parenting coach so we could help create and shape positive behavior and encourage the positive things that he does. And we also had him evaluated to make sure that we weren't missing anything.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll come back. I'd love to know what he did for the babysitter and what you guys are doing with the coach, and we'll talk about it, all right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Kim, who's got 3 kids, an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And not surprisingly, the 7-year-old, the middle child, is doing the acting out. And you hear me all the time talk about middle kids. And he got kind of a double whammy because he was the baby for a while, and then not only did he get replaced for somebody younger, but the girl. So it's the oldest kid tends to oldest kids tend to be overachievers. They tend to do very well in school, be very verbal, get along very well with adults. Babies are cute, And middle children were at one point a baby and then don't get to be babies anymore. And so they figure they can't be as cute as the baby and they can't be as competent as the older sib. So they act out. So this is, as I'm sure your coach told you and I'm sure you know, a pretty common phenomenon. So what did your charmer do with the babysitter that made the babysitter say no more?
Okay, so she was only watching two of them, my 6-year-old, my daughter, and him. And he went to go sit on his sister, and his sister got hurt. So she said, come on, guys, we're going to go inside because she was going to get some ice for my daughter's head. And he yelled and screamed and said he wouldn't go inside. And she said, you know, your sister just got hurt. And he just got on the swings and said, well, who cares? Being very defiant, and, you know, he is an empathetic kid, so he wasn't showing any empathy at all when he hurt her. And then so the babysitter said, you know, really, you need to come inside. And as far as our rules, she didn't know if she could even leave him in the backyard while she went to go tend to my daughter. And she ended up carrying him inside as he was kicking and screaming at the top of his lungs. And again, he's 7. You know, he knows much better. And then as soon as she got him inside, he went out another door. And then so she locked the doors. We have angel wings on our door so our children can't get out. So she locked it with the angel wing. And then he was trying to get his sister to open the window so he could then try to crawl out a window. Just behavior
he's being pretty bratty. All right.
Beyond.
So how does he do in school?
So he does great in school. I've communicated with his teachers from preschool. He's been a difficult child all along, and again, people had advised me that, you know, he is the second born, so they tend to get the rap of being the middle child. And so a lot of it I did chalk up to, you know, I do feel that, you know, we have to give him more attention and more focus on him sometimes than, you know, his older brother, who is quite an athlete, and, you know, his baby sister, who is the girl. So I try to really praise my son when other people are around and talk more about him than anything that's going on with anyone else, just to make sure the attention does stay on him. I just got sidetracked.
We were talking about the babysitter and how he did in school, and you said you talked to the teachers in school.
In school, he does fantastic. So since he's been, you know, in preschool, I've communicated with his preschool teachers, and he's done great. First grade or kindergarten, he did great, and this year he's doing great. And just, again, recently we took him to get assessed because I just have this little gut feeling like his behavior is so outrageous, you know, tantruming and screaming and yelling at different things. I hate you, very disrespectful. Yeah. So we did have him evaluated. And the woman said, I see a little bit of ODD, but she's like, as far as like being on the spectrum, she thought maybe some Asperger's. But then as we talked more, she's like, you know, actually, it doesn't even fit.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. I probably ADD or OCD. Probably, I don't know what ODD would be. Well, I suppose oppositional, but.
No ODD and no ADD, because the whole time that, you know, he was
being evaluated,
he was able to
I think he's just a smart. He's a very smart, manipulative, bratty kid at this moment because he figures, all right, and let's go back to the issue about praising him.
Yeah.
And because I think you're on the right track, but it may need doing it around other people is fine. And I don't know how many brothers and sisters you have. I have gobs. And so I'm one of those people who's very well aware that that one-on-one time with a parent is invaluable and irreplaceable, has nothing to do with being around sibs. And almost by definition, if you're going to be praising him around other people when he's around, he does not have your undivided attention. And I think what this kid is really screaming for, literally, is one-on-one. And one-on-one, and, you know, it gets very complicated because what he needs to know what acceptable behavior is. And unfortunately, the tricky thing is that you have to kind of train yourself to ignore the negative behavior. It's a difficult thing for the babysitter to have done because it's truly scary when you're in charge of somebody else's kids to know what the rules are. But my guess is the reason he was being so obnoxious, I think, is not because he was not empathic, but because he was, and he realized, I hurt her, and I feel terribly about that, and I'm probably going to get in trouble about it. So instead of doing what what you would expect a kid to do, which is say, Jim, so sorry, couldn't let me help. That isn't what his mindset is. His mindset is, no matter what I do, it's not going to be okay, so I'm going to be obnoxious. And my guess is that the babysitter had let him, and I'm not suggesting she did anything wrong, I'm just using it as an example. If she'd said, all right, we're going inside, then he would have done one of two things. He either would have escalated, or more likely he would have calmed down and come in, because he would have brought himself under his own control, which we know from school he can. He just doesn't. And the reason he doesn't is because it's his way of saying, look at me, pay attention to me. So the trick is going to be, and I'm sure the coach has told you the same thing, it's going to be one-on-one, and it's going to be setting up exactly what the rules are, praising him lavishly when he does positive, and ignoring the negative, which is not the world's easiest thing to do, because when he's being monstrous, the tendency is to go and yell at him or punish him. And understand, in his scenario, that's the goal. Because, again, you hear me say all the time, kids would rather be praised than punished, but rather punished than ignored. And his whole mindset is, I can't be as smart as my brother, I can't be as cute as my sister, so I can be more obnoxious than anybody on the face of this earth. And that's what he's doing. So tell me what, and let me just also add, we're about to run out of time in this segment, but if you have the time, I will definitely hang on to you and go through it as much as you need with me.
Okay.
So tell me what the coach is saying to you at this moment.
So the coach is telling us what we want to do is we want to prompt no more than two times. So if we want a behavior, for an example, if he's jumping on the couch, our prompt is to say, Aiden, sit on the couch nicely. And if he doesn't do it, we say, Aiden, sit on the couch nicely one more time. And then if he's still jumping on the couch, we walk away until he comes back. And if he's sitting on the couch, then we touch him, whether it's a pat on the back, pat on the head, and you say, good job, nice job sitting on the couch the right way.
Okay, so, I would just, all right, let me just add what I would do in this. And again, I'm not arguing with your coach as much as saying, why do it twice? Aiden knows that he's not supposed to be jumping on the couch. I would just walk away. I mean, the coach is saying the same thing. He's just elongating, and I'm saying, why elongate it? Because those first two times are just reinforcing.
Right.
So what I would do when Aiden's jumping on the couch is ignore him. And when he sits down, because you're not, it's not working. So, and Aiden is not stupid. Aiden understands he's only going to do what's going to work. So if it's not working, he's going to have to change the behavior. You hold on to the thought. I'll hold on to you, and I'll be back with you in a couple minutes. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself.
itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305. 5305.